Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Beans, what the fuck?
Beans, what the fuck?
Beans.
Just kidding, beans. What the fuck?
I was hoping that you would say it.
Beans.
What the fuck?
I've been practicing. Okay, if y'all don't know what we're talking about, it's on TikTok. Look it up. Beans, what the fuck? Say it with us.
Say it.
Ooh. Thunder. The thunder said
this
it.
This is a special ambiance.
The thunder said beans. What the fuck?
This is Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda. If you didn't know, I'm Linda, and I have full face of makeup on, but no lip gloss or Ooh. Chapstick, so I look kind of suspect.
It's beautiful, in my opinion. Okay, I'm Tina Montana, and I will flip out in this bitch like a sandal.
Okay.
Psych. I'm Brenda, and I'm really not that cool, but I really Stop. Wish. I will put you to sleep in a pajama, bitch.
Yeah.
But I really won't.
What did she say? Snatch off your wig like you're Hannah Montana. Oh my god.
Bitch, it's Hannah Montana. Snatch off your wig like it's Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Bitch, I will put you to sleep no pajama. I will flip out in this bitch like a sandal. But no, I love it when she's like, bitch, what did she say? I've been itching to go to fuck off. I'll put this just to be healing your mouth.
Yeah. Oh my god. Wrap the whole thing.
I want you to say something to me. That is like the way I live my life every
That's
day.
That's the best song. That's my favorite.
I Somewhere. Want you to say something to me. I've Please. Really been itching to go the fuck off.
Guys, don't worry. We're safe. It's just, it is storming. Like,
it is storming.
But, like, it's fine. It's actually really beautiful. But this is our podcast, so guess what? It's season two. This is it's always been a real podcast, but now, you know, it's new things are happening. It's a new life out here. our podcasts, we're sisters. We're sisters. You like pop culture bullshit, me too. You like true crime bullshit? So do we. So you like to hear people that don't know how to talk right? Probably not, honestly, on a podcast, but that's what you're getting here because we
are a little bit Alexis, which means we don't know how to talk.
We don't talk right. We have ADHD, but
I am dyslexic as fuck. I think we can all say that now.
Yeah.
Proudly, I'm dyslexic. My name is Brenda, and I am dyslexic. Ah.
I have sensory issues as well. My name's Linda. Whoa. My ears hurt.
She's got all the sensory.
I'm trying hard not to start rubbing my leg. Anyways, this is our podcast, so podcast.
Take it or leave it, bitch. This is our hot girl summer. Oh my god. Okay, so wait, time out. Let's back up. We're back. Mm-hmm. We've been around, but not around y'all for a while. Like, we kind of ditched you guys for a moment. But guess what? It was intentional.
It was intentional.
Nothing personal, but it was intentional.
We had to take a break from. You know what? A lot of really. I'm not going to say too much, but I will say, you know what's funny? If you think about it, think about this podcast. We've had this podcast for a year now. I don't know if you guys know that because I don't think we ever had a party for
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, no, we never published that episode either because we got too...
We have had this podcast for a year, and if you think about the beginning, it was like just as the pandemic took over.
Mm-hmm.
We were just like newly locked up. Dyeing our hair weird colors.
In a house. It's not a brand new house. It's a very old house. But in a new surrounding. We were in this huge haunted house together.
Yeah.
Just. Woo!
Haunted.
Haunted.
It was weird.
Just you and I, basically, and Lee. Roy. you know, for real. Like, we were in. It's kind of weird to think about. I never thought I would say that in this time. In a panorama. But. It is kind of weird to think about. At this time, we were still, like, hardcore quarantine isolation.
Yeah, everything was very strange.
We were doing strange
But, you know, things. And then it got strange again because then we met these weird people. Nobody, they're not weird, but we met a group of people and it became a very big, fuck it. Who gives a fuck?
It became a very interactive circle. It went from, like, started from the bottom, just me and you, like, yeah, literally, like, doing, like, lullabies. We started our podcast as a fucking lullaby. Yeah. We thought we were going to put people to sleep.
Well, we might right. still, but...
Then we started doing boop and staying up all night and singing about Mr. Rogers, and things took a turn.
Everything just got really weird really
also,
quick.
Also, like, our whole lives, I guess everybody's lives kind of went upside down, but mine specifically, like, every aspect of my life was drastically altered in the last, like, year and a half. Like, I had a freaking weird fake soulmate that I thought was my soulmate. So, like, I was going through it, oh my and I God. Didn't tell y'all for a while. I don't think I ever told y'all except that one night when no. I told you I was a fucking mistake.
We used to be a lot more, messy. Not true, we're not
but
messy
I never
still,
really
but, like,
was, but, like...
You know, I used to give my little weird messy boyfriend updates. You know what?
Yeah,
I'm not doing
it.
That anymore. Fuck you guys. All you need to know is that I'm out here.
We still love you. Bah. We still, we I still mean, love you. Maybe the tables have turned. Maybe I'll start talking about that kind of shit.
Who gives a fuck? We yeah, have a new it. Theory on this, on this podcast.
What?
We just have new segments, and you're going to get used to it, and you're going to like it, because this is what we do now. Like, this is our job professionally. We are sickening, and this is what we do. We have new segments, and should I just get into the first
one?
We're
fucking hot girl summer. And, yeah. And not in a dumb way. Like, no. In a real way. Like, we're really fucking with the fucking moon and the Mercury yeah, retrograde. Okay. Like, we're on our shit, okay? So, now what do we do? Pop, lock, and drop it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we take a break first?
Pop, lock, and drop it.
Just like a little break. Like a little, just...
Pop, lock, and... Okay, yeah. We don't know if we have this... Just in case. We don't know if we have the theme song worked out, but in your head, just sing, you know, Play Your Part, Part 2 by Girl Talk, when he's like, toot that thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Once you pop, pop, lock it, baby girl, we can roll. Oh.
Hey everybody, we're back, and this is Linda, and this is a segment that I like to call Pop, Lock, and Drop It.
Pop, Lock, and Drop It.
Pop, Lock, and Drop It. Okay, so in this segment, I'm going to talk about news, like pop culture news, if you want to call it that. I mean, I don't really give a fuck about any of it. I don't think, this is the thing, I don't think that you're really going to give a fuck, but like...
Who, me?
Yeah, about this stuff. Like, it's not something that you would look up in your free time.
That's what I like about it, though, because I like weird stories.
So this would be fun.
I like...
I mean, it's not, like, weird, but it's, like, who really gives a fuck?
I like to hear stories I've never heard.
I mean, you've probably heard all of this, but...
Some of it I might, but it depends on... You like Avril Lavigne and shit, so, like, I don't give a fuck about her. No.
Okay. Well...
Actually, I will tell you this very quickly.
You like
Olivia
Rodrigo
now? Your little fucking bitch, Olivia Rodrigo...
You like her now?
...is not a fucking bitch, as it turns out, and I secretly like her, because I think... TikTok brainwashed me. Okay, bye.
I told you.
They just subtly influenced me.
I mean, that's what happened to me, too, because when that driver's license song came out, I remember everyone freaking out about it, and I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Like,
I know.
I would never listen to this again in my life by choice. Like,
I know.
It's an okay song, but who really cares? Why is everyone so freaking weird? But no. The more I watched TikTok, and then she dropped this little album, and then the more people started using that Deja Vu song, and I realized it was her, I was like, okay, I actually like that song.
That song... caught
me
off guard. I didn't even know that was her.
I didn't either for a long time. And then I figured it out and listened to the whole song. And I was like, this song is a bop.
I don't like the beginning. I stand by that. But how does the part go?
Which one?
All the TikTok parts.
I can't sing it, but...
Do you know
deja vu?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a bop.
It's a really good bop.
It's a bop.
So anyways, Olivia Rodrigo is awesome, and I was just, you know.
I don't know about awesome.
She's pretty good.
She's growing on me, sorry.
I like really like
that's
her.
That's my embrace.
I really like the people on, that's so weird for you.
Sorry, I had to do it.
Sorry.
Sorry.
What the fuck? Okay, beans? Anyways. Okay, Olivia Rodrigo is awesome. I stand. Next, here's the deal.
Oh, wait. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about if that's not been established yet. I have no idea what this girl's about to tell me. So I'm pretty much blindly reacting to it, unless I already have some former reference.
You're already going to kind of know, I'm sure, of all of them.
Oh, I hope I do.
Maybe not the last. Anyways, J-Lo and Ben Affleck are on.
Are they? For real? I heard.
Yeah.
But are they? Are they just
banging? They really are. And the first thing I have to say about this is... So what? Are we going to call him Bennifer?
Again?
You can't call him Bennett. Well, again, and also Bangifer. He was just married to Jennifer Garner.
Oh, fuck.
So you can't call everybody Bennifer. So
I would call them. Name.
What are we going to call them?
The Bayang. The Bayang. Because obviously they're just banging. She just dated a gay boy for a little bit.
I've got news for you. Okay. All right. I like where you're going with this.
She has a tendency to be a B-E-A-R-D.
Okay, so my first question is this.
What?
To establish.
Allegedly. Don't fucking come to me. Don't talk to me, J-Lo.
Do you think that Ben Affleck is hot?
No.
Not a
Never loved him. No.
Have you seen... Listen, the movie I'm about to say, I don't know the
name. I already
name.
Know what it is.
No,
the
first
town.
Of all, I don't know the name of it. Second, I've seen 5 minutes of it today. It was on in Mom's room. I walked
Gone
in.
Girl or The Town?
Nope. Nope. Basketball. And he was wearing sweatpants. I think it
He's
must be
He's always
kind of
wearing
new.
Sweatpants.
I think it's kind of new. He was wearing sweatpants and he had, like, tattoos. I don't know if those are real in real life, but he had tattoos on his arms. And he had on, like, cool sneakers and a beard. And I was like, hot. Who's the hot dad? Oh, that's Ben Affleck. And I hate Ben Affleck. That's my second question.
He was the hot dad?
It's like a basketball movie.
Like a Vince Vaughn situation?
I think it's called, like, the what's up or, like, the what now or the what's
Okay,
happening.
wait.
Like, back then or...
Do you... Have you seen Old School with Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn and all the Wilson boys?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Vince Vaughn is hot in that movie? Because he's
I've
very much the same tracksuit,
Vince Vaughn was
hot,
hot once,
dad.
Once in my life.
Wow.
For once in my life, I thought Vince Vaughn was hot. Psych, he's
Oh,
not
wow. We had the reversal. I think Vince Vaughn is hot for once in my life and never been.
Oh, my God. While we're on this topic, I know that I'm actually talking about a real topic, but while we're sidetracked for a second,
yeah,
I have beef with you, actually.
What? Oh, don't even get started with that big nose bitch.
Oh, my God.
That sunny bitch
AJ
boy.
Brody is hot.
What a little bitch face in that fucking train spot.
I love him
video.
The most in the train movie.
What the fuck is that movie called? What did I call it the other night?
You tried to call it train spotting probably, but...
No, I didn't. I called it the fucking... I called it something fucked up. The train story from Bangladesh or something.
Okay. Well,
but what is it called for real?
The Darjeeling
oh,
Limited.
Oh, the Darjeeling Limited. Duh.
That
has
Darjeeling
the best soundtrack.
Nose is the hottest nose I've ever seen.
That
is so hot.
Is one of my favorite. I sound like Tess. That is one of my.
Oh my God. Please.
We'll get to that anyway.
Well, we can get to that. Bye.
We'll get to that. Bye. Anyway, that was my favorite. One of my favorite, actually, like storyline movies from Wes Anderson. Like, I really liked the story of the brothers and how they were all fucked. But
they all had fucked noses.
And they all had fucked noses, but they were hot. But no. Whatever the fuck Brody's character was,
I don't even
go
remember.
Fuck
he
yourself.
He was a little bitch in that movie, but he's still
he
hot.
He was such a little bitch boy. All he ever did was complain about his nose.
No, okay, well.
meanwhile, your boy, Owen Wilson, actually almost offed himself and didn't even talk about it until the very end.
Let me ask
and Adrian
this.
Brody was so concerned because he has a pregnant wife.
Let me ask you this, Linda. I mean,
what?
I'm Linda. You're Brenda.
Yeah.
So you think Owen Wilson is hotter than Adrian Brody?
Yes.
Confused. You're so confused. You're programmed to think that
you're...
for some weird reason. But if you actually look at Owen Wilson, not hot one bit. And I still think he's hot, trust me. But not hot at all.
It's the fucking energy, bitch. You...
No, I agree. But, like, face for real. Just face.
I'm just giving face.
Category is face. Owen Wilson.
Adrian comes off as pretentious little bitch boy.
He
and
does.
Owen comes
he
off
does.
As crooked nose, funny bitch.
Well,
can you tell me
so
otherwise?
So anyways, what's your opinion of Ben Affleck?
I don't think he's hot. Never thought he's hot. Never even in a minute. I always was a Matt Damon kind of girl.
I hate Matt Damon.
Have you ever even seen Good Will Hunting?
I have seen parts of her.
Okay.
And honestly, I thought I hated Ben Affleck too, but when you think about it, have you seen those pictures of him, Ben Affleck? He's always just like up against the building, like stressed out, smoking a cigarette, holding a bunch of Dunkin' Donuts. Have you ever seen those paparazzi pictures of him?
Yes.
He's just like us. He's going through it. He's going to Dunkin' Donuts and ordering all the donuts and all the avocado toast and all of the freaking caramel macchiatos, and he's trying to fumble with it when he gets back in his house, but he fucking fumbles with it, and then he sits outside, he stands outside, he smokes a cigarette, and he looks stressed the fuck out.
Probably, it doesn't mean we have to think he's sexy, though.
He's kind of sexy when he's stressed, and
in
he's sexy in this basketball movie. Like, in a hot asshole. Don't get me wrong. He looks like an asshole.
He always plays an asshole.
He's
That's
probably like an Aries, the Capricorn moon, and like
oh
a stupid fucking, he sucks, but he is hot in this movie.
Should look up his birth chart, but no, we can't. I have a topic. Always sucks. He always plays the sucky boy.
Okay, so then what's that? What's this? What's your opinion of J-Lo?
What about her?
What's your opinion of her? What do you think about J-Lo?
I have a lot.
Can I go?
Yeah.
This is my thing with J-Lo. Beautiful, obviously. Okay, we get it. She's like 60 years old and she looks 32.
She looks stunning, sickening, gagged, gooped. I'm not coming for her.
I'm never coming for her because I could never. She's sickening. She's got a sick bod, sick face, sick everything.
She's like, okay, the way better fucking version of Gwen Stefani in terms of not aging. She just literally looks younger. Like, she literally looks younger than when she played Selena.
However.
Okay. What about her? I have opinions. Obviously.
She can't really sing. She's annoying. She's always huffing and puffing. I just don't like her. I've never seen the Selena movie. I know everybody loves a Selena movie. I've never seen her. Because I honestly don't know any... I could not tell you a Selena song. I get it. It's not my... I don't know who she is.
You tonight. So the real Selena is beautiful. She's
sickening. I know she's fucking sickening.
And she, her wardrobe,
her butt, sickening.
Body, adi adi.
She's beautiful. I can't relate.
Okay, I feel like you're getting to my point with J-Lo, which is, at the end of the day, no offense, sis, you're obviously beautiful. And you've got a big booty. And you kind of did make your career on your booty at first, but then you did other stuff. I get it. But, yeah, I mean, you dated Puff Daddy and you got a big ass.
Let's just say we're going to do that. Let's just say I'm a bad bitch. I'm a hot girl with a big butt and I date freaking musicians and I'm sickening and that's what you get out of me.
H-Town Hottie.
But let's not try to be a singer when we can't.
Well, that's what she started waiting for tonight. Like her. But then what else did she do?
Act, I guess.
She was in that movie with Robin Williams when he was like the Benjamin Button boy.
Oh, I do like her in that movie, and I actually think she's really cool.
And I always used to think she was in Matilda, the nice teacher, but it was like the same character, but not J-Lo.
Same character, but white girl.
And I actually don't respect her as an actor. That's what it comes down for me. One, I don't respect her as an actor. Two, I never bought the Jenny from the Block because I always heard that she was a royal bitch behind closed doors, like a diva bitch. So don't give me your Jenny from the Block.
You're not.
Because you're not.
I don't believe that she's Jenny from the Block either.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
And then I heard she doesn't really even... I mean, okay, time out. Selena didn't... I learned this today. Selena didn't know how to speak Spanish either until she was older. But J-Lo comes like, Boricua, I'm a... you know, bad bitch from the Bronx, like, Puerto Rican, but, obviously you are, but she doesn't,
I learned this, though.
What?
This is about to turn into a Reading Rainbow, or the More You Know segment.
Okay.
I learned this the other day, which I didn't understand or really know. Spanish people who, like, don't speak Spanish because they didn't grow up speaking it, it's all for a reason, and they're actually... sometimes, I'm not speaking for all of them, but sometimes they get, like, a little bit insecure about not being able to speak Spanish because they're afraid that people are going to think that they're, like, not Spanish enough or they're not really Spanish because they don't speak Spanish.
I understand that.
Sometimes they don't speak Spanish because their parents grew up, like, not speaking Spanish to them because I guess they were trying to, like, help them, like, assimilate into, like,
totally.
White schools, whatever.
I totally understand that. I also understand... but being authentic about it when you're a fucking pop celebrity and not trying to pretend like you're like super Spanish speaking when you're not. But I'm not saying she even did that, okay?
I don't think
she's that good of an actress. Like, that's it for me.
I'm bored. She gives me the same energy as Jennifer Aniston.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Just
it's the same. Like, what is it about your personality that people like so much? I don't. And she's a Leo. Obviously, her hair.
I heard that she's a Leo.
I heard.
I listened to a YouTube video all about Leos and Leo risings, and I remember them talking about how sickening J-Lo is because she looks like a freaking cat.
He does, but I bet
Did you...
Did
she say he does?
No. I wish. No, she does, but I bet your ass she has some Virgo, some hard Virgo placement.
We got off track and I forgot that I was actually doing something. What's your opinion of A-Rod?
I don't think I can go on record with that. It's not good. It is not good. I can't.
I'll just give my little...
I will say nothing. I will plead
I think it's best that I say nothing as well.
Okay, wait.
But can you answer me this?
Well, okay.
Do you like her better with Ben Affleck or A-Rod?
Ben.
For what reason? Like
I can't say.
My fault. Okay, well...
The same reason as Mark... Shut up, Brenda.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. Jennifer Garner?
Sickening.
Do you want to know her opinion of this whole thing?
She did not go on record. I don't believe it. She's too classy.
She approves.
Oh, of course she does.
A source said that she was like, yeah, girl, they look great. They look happy. She seems like a nice girl. Good for them. Woo.
Jennifer Garner. She's like, oh, fuck. Did you know she's from West Virginia?
No. But did you know that I think she's really beautiful?
Me too.
Okay.
Do you, like, cry for her in the movie Juno?
Actually, do you want me to be really honest?
Even though she's a bitch?
I really didn't like her in Juno, and I thought she was a real bitch. But then I realized, I just didn't understand when I was younger how, like, the whole, the character of the husband. Who plays that guy?
What's his name? Jason Bateman?
I hate him. Anyways.
Why? So does Booker, our brother.
I can't stand him. I couldn't tell you.
But I love him.
No.
Oh, shut no.
The
fuck up.
The character of that stupid guy, Jason Bateman. I hate him.
She sucks. I love Jason Bateman, but nobody else in my family does, okay?
All right, well, him in that movie sucks, and I didn't realize it until, like, recently that he was actually being fucked up in a fucked up predator, and I didn't really realize it, like, when I watched it when I was younger. But anyways, I still thought that Jennifer Garner was a bitch in that movie, and she got on my nerves, so I just didn't understand what she was going through as a character. My fault.
Right, I feel like there's a lot of fucking weird high school, like, almost like gender bias shit, like, you know, like, oh, he was the cool guy with the music and shit. Yeah. Like, as a teenage girl, like, you would think that was cool, and you'd think she was being like a frigid bitch because you were trained to be the cool girl all the time. But in actuality, all she wanted to do was be a mom. Like, that's all she fucking wanted to do. And she had a loser husband.
Like, yeah.
Like, not because he didn't make money, but because he was a dick to her. Like, he wasn't committed to that baby, and he hit on a fucking high schooler pregnant girl. So, come on, get a life. You suck with your Nirvana t-shirt.
Nirvana. Well, that's why.
That part when she was like, your shirt's stupid. I used to hate her for that, because, like, she was telling him, like, his dreams are stupid. And he was like, she was like, by the way, your shirt's stupid.
Well, his dreams are stupid.
But they were.
He was, like, 40 fucking five and trying to be a rock star in the 80s still and date a high schooler. Get a fucking life. You have a wife that really wants a baby.
And he was all like, she puts me in this one room to watch my zombie murder movies.
Go fuck yourself because you need to get a new hobby. What are you,
yeah,
14?
Get a new wife. If you don't like that idea, if you don't want a fucking kid, get a new life.
This wasn't supposed to be a Jason Bateman hour, but...
All right, next.
The freaking period is that J-Lo and Ben Affleck are, in fact, in love. And guess what? They're getting a house together in L.A. Together. A home together.
Who?
A source. Trust what? Me. I can't tell you off the top of my head.
This what like, happened? Time out. I don't
you
know.
You keep doing test things.
What? Sorry. I'm sorry. What happened with... What happened with her and A-Rod?
I think that A-Rod probably cheated with someone questionable because that's the vibe I get from A-Rod.
Me too. But it was anything on record? Nothing.
I don't think so. They just broke up.
They were engaged and she got that fat ass rock.
Yeah, but do you really want to be married to A-Rod?
He also dated Cameron Diaz. Can we remember that?
I would like to hear her opinion.
And Kate Hudson.
Are you sure about that?
No,
I thought
I'm not.
Kate Hudson dated Derek Jeter, no. Which is a big
No. Derek Jeter has been married to the same Sports Illustrated model for a long ass time.
He didn't date Kate Hudson before her?
Mm-mm.
Are you positive?
Mm-mm. A-Rod did.
No, not Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Kate.
Yeah, and I don't think, I can't say it, but I don't think it's the sexual... feeling
because he's a
I don't
can't.
Think it's the big
I don't think he has a big beep my fault honestly,
like, let's not get sued.
Well, anyways, him and Jenna, they're
yeah
getting
I
together.
I don't know why he dated Cameron Diaz or Kate Hudson or J-Lo.
I don't know.
He obviously is athletic as shit.
It's his eyes.
He obviously has pretty eyes, pretty lips. Honestly, when he was on the
really
Houston,
smart.
When he like first got drafted to the MLB, he was hot. He was hot for a minute.
Yeah.
I just don't particularly think his energy is hot. Like, I've just never been that attracted to his
Something
energy.
Something is weird about him. I can just feel it. Something is
Derek
off.
Jeter, I can give you Derek Jeter all day.
Yeah, period.
But A-Rod?
A-Rod, I understand.
A little bit of sissy boy for me.
A little bit of a little bitch.
He's like very dramatic. What is his sun sign? He like
probably
acts like
Cancer. Or no, he's probably a Pisces, honestly.
He's
Let's
too
not drag
sensitive. I think he's too sensitive for me.
Okay, well, fuck him. Anyways, J-Lo and Ben, they're in love. They're getting a house in LA. That's that on that.
Okay.
A long while after, they were engaged in like 2002. It's been like a fucking 100 years.
Ben and her were engaged?
Yeah, they were engaged before, which is like also, guys, let's stop and think about Mercury retrograde before we start trying to get a house together
shit.
In LA.
You're right.
What are they fucking doing? Like, what are they thinking
about?
Well,
do you want my take on it?
Yeah.
When they were actually dating the first time around, it was like very much like a paparazzi. Like, I thought it was like a Tom Cruise.
Well, they were doing a movie
Katie
together. So.
Fucking Holmes thing. Like, he was trying to boost her acting career. And I thought it was totally PR driven and it was fake, honestly. Like, remember that stupid ass fucking video when he's in it and the paparazzi are all around? Fuck that.
Brenda,
get a life.
In 2002, I was like 5.
True. Okay, so anyway, yeah, that fucking shit was stupid.
So I don't recall, but
nobody believed it. But now I think that maybe they did have this fake, probably fun. They probably, like, jet-setted and banged and stuff. But maybe, like, built on bullshit relationship in the past. But now they're coming full circle. They're probably in, like, their next... They're not 60 yet, but they're probably approaching their next Saturn return or whatever, and they're ready to just get back to their home roots.
I guess. Have fun.
Girls. Or they're revisiting past flames. They're going through midlife crises.
Well, it's also Mercury retrograde, so they're
like, they're in. How old are they really?
I want to say that JLo's like 48.
I want to say they're not
maybe
as old
older.
As we think.
I think she's older than we think, honestly. She's like 52, maybe.
She's probably around 5th.
She might even be older than him.
Ben Affleck is... I think she is older than him, if I had to guess. And Ben Affleck's probably pushing 50.
Well, he's pushing hot to me in that basketball
movie.
Oh, my
God.
Anyways, you want to hear about something different?
Yes.
Prince Harry and Meghan Thee Stallion. Just Prince Harry, Meghan Markle. What is their last name?
Nobody knows.
Prince Harry is, like, his name, but, like, what's... I was thinking about that earlier. Like, what is his actual last... What is the royal... Diana who? Like, who are these people?
Diana of...
Queen Elizabeth what? Like, what are
whoever?
Their... What the fuck is their name?
Do they not... Windsor. Windsor, right?
That is not their last
Harry name. Windsor?
Harry Windsor?
I mean,
get a
what else?
Baton.
Prince I Harry mean, blanket.
What are those things that they hold? Those kings and queens, they hold those
throw.
You know, those like
a scepter.
A scepter. Get a fucking scepter.
It's not a scepter.
It's I think it is.
A scepter is what a magician.
Whatever. You know what I'm trying to say? It's bejeweled. Get
a
one,
gavel.
Because if your last name is Windsor, you are royal. So
I think it was Diana.
I thought
Windsor?
It was like Buckingham.
That's their palace.
That's their house.
Buckingham. What about them? We can call him Harry Markle for now.
Harry Markle is exactly what his name should be. Okay.
I'm pretty sure she hates her last name because she hates her dad. Allegedly.
Maybe it's not her last name. Maybe that's her mom's last name. Who knows? But they had a baby. Mm-hmm. Do you know what they named it?
Like Archie or some shit?
No. Archie was so weird. That was a weird thing you just said. But I'm not going to talk about it. Archie is the boy. Archie, whatever the...
They had a different baby.
Test, if you do not stop.
I need my microphone, sorry. They had a different baby.
This is their second baby. They just had a girl.
Oh my God, I thought she like just got pregnant.
No, she just birthed it. Her name is Lilibet. Lilibet. Lilibet
what?
Diana Windsor, whatever
Spell.
Their last name is. L-I-L-I.
Lilibet?
L-I-L-I-B-E-T. My fault, Diana.
L-I-L-I. A-B-E-T.
No.
Lily? L-I.
They're going to call her Lily for short. Her name's
Lilibet.
Lilibet. It's how they say it, I think.
Okay, get an A in there, then.
Lilibet.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Yeah, I'm sorry, people.
Okay, get a new name. What's her middle name?
Donna. Diana.
Oh, pretty. Okay.
Lilibet, Diana.
What? Lilibet.
What's your opinion of the royal family? Drama. All the drama that they've been having, you know, with that Oprah thing.
Yeah, racist.
Which, the...
All of them, except British? For Harry, clearly.
Oh, obviously.
And obviously Meghan, but she married into this bullshit. Obviously Diana, but she's dead. So, no offense. I mean, it is what it is. I think the world of Diana... Actually, do you want me to go on record?
Yeah, I do.
This is alleged, and it's my opinion. This is Brenda talking. I don't believe that... What's his fucking dumbass...
Charles?
I don't believe that he's Harry's father.
Can I go on record?
Mm-hmm.
This is Linda talking, and I'm also speculating, and this is just my opinion, and I don't really feel like being sued right now, but guess what? I agree. That's not his pappy.
I will go on record saying the National Enquirer said this when I was a child, because my mom told me when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like 7, mom randomly one day, we were probably driving, she was probably listening to Everclear, she was like, do you want to know something? Harry looks nothing like his father. Do you want to know who he does look like? Check this bitch out in the National Enquirer. It's some hot pilot with red hair.
Yes.
Who maybe knew Princess Diana. And they happen to look just alike. So just put that in your pipe and smoke it, you little 7-year-old Brenda. And I was like, damn.
Good for
I don't
her,
really give a fuck.
Honestly.
But like 10 years later, I was like, mom had a point.
Good for
I
Diana.
Saw those pictures. I read that article when I was 7.
I saw it on TikTok, so that's what I'm going off of.
The plane guy?
Yeah.
Really?
His picture. Yeah, that's his dad, dude.
I never looked into it except for that one time.
I didn't look into it. The TikTok found me, and that's when I was like, oh, shit, that's not his fucking dad. And obviously, because his dad is fucking... This is my opinion. This is my opinion. I think that Prince Charles is fucking busted, bro.
Duh.
Get him out of... What the fuck was he doing
time.
With Princess Diana? What the fuck was he doing with her, bro? Can we talk about that black dress she wore? She was a baddie. She was a bad bitch. Diana had that... Don't mind, Brenda. Diana had that black dress that she wore after everybody fucking found out that Charles was a dumb bitch and... dated a stupid side bitch that wasn't even freaking pretty compared to Camilla.
Really?
Give me a fucking break. So Diana came out and said, you know what, fuck everyone, I'm gonna wear this racy black dress that like technically I'm not supposed to wear, but I don't give a fuck.
She wasn't even gonna
bitch.
Go to that event, and she was like, bitch, time out, I will
hold my purse, hold my Chanel,
check
because
this
I'm gonna
shit.
Go be a bad bitch in your face because you it's like a just fuck him, dude. That's not Harry's dad. Harry's too fucking cool to have a stupid-ass dad. My fault.
And you can tell that William is obviously their kid.
Okay, we don't need to, like, go
because
in on William.
Because he looks
yeah,
like
clearly.
Both of them. When he was younger, he looked more like Diana. Now he looks more like... Parting.
Yeah, so, honestly, God bless Prince Harry and...
Yeah, what about him? Why are you asking me?
They had a baby. I'm just like...
Oh, Lilibet. Mm.
So, like, you know. I thought it was strange that they named her Lilibet after, like... His queen-ass grandma was like, I imagine, like, that's an insult. His queen-ass grandma. She is literally the queen. I don't know. She just feels, like, kind of racist to me. Like,
wait
isn't she
minute.
Behind all that bullshit? Like, she's a fucking queen. I mean, she didn't have questions. Like, come on. She's just fucking...
What kind of jimble-jamble, jumbled version of Elizabeth is Lilibet?
It was, like, her childhood nickname.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're also, I just realized as I'm talking, like, all of our British listeners are going to tell us to go fuck ourselves, but...
I feel like they want the British family to go fuck themselves, because really, what is it? They have a separate president. They don't... It's just for shits and giggles. It's like a pony show.
Yeah, it's like entertainment.
But
guess what? It's not even that entertaining anymore.
It's like a literal soap opera for Brits.
The most entertaining thing that has happened in that family is this, is Prince Harry breaking away from their dumbasses and... talking to Oprah and having cute little babies.
I am interested to see, like, yeah, if anybody
being
wants
real
to talk
people,
about
basically, like,
it.
In California.
Yeah, right? Hey, British people.
We have British listeners. If you are pissed, let us know. But if
let
not,
us know
like,
how you feel about
well,
it.
Well, I'm pretty sure that British people, like, take it really seriously. Like, they're freaking...
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is about them, but it's like, I don't know.
I feel like they're probably, like, piss off. We don't care. But, like, hey, let us know, girls and boys and friends beyond the binary. Yeah.
Well, that's that.
And what, I wonder what, oh, I just did a test thing again.
Yeah.
I wonder what British people think about Meghan, because she's American.
They hate her.
For real?
Yeah, because she did that interview with Oprah. They don't fucking like her because she, like, you know, said what was what about the stupid
royal family. Well, I mean, it was the truth, though.
Yeah, but the British truth were like, you know, fuck her. Like, she's an American, basically. Like, she just came over here, and now she's trying to understand, like, go fuck yourself, basically.
Oh, I thought they liked her.
They don't like her.
Oh, because everybody loves Kate.
Fucking Kate. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know Kate. Guys, I don't give a shit about any of this, but if we're going to talk about it, like, then, yeah, Kate's boring, in my opinion. I'm not a big, like... Pippa, though?
Is where it's at.
Pippa sounds fun. I honestly wanted Pippa. I used to ship Pippa and Harry.
Oh, me too, for sure. I used to ship myself with Harry.
Harry is
hot. I need a beer, because Harry is fucking hot. What is his birth sign?
Harry's probably something really hot, like a Capricorn. I bet he is. Or like a fun Sag. Or, I don't know, he's probably fun. Let's take a little do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, a quick do-do-do-boop. I have to get a beer, and we're going to look up Harry's sign, because I want to bang him. I know you're married, Harry. Sorry. And you're in the mirror, cuz.
You said two babies, Muffle.
Oops. I forgot about that second baby. Bye. Oh my god, have you seen? Never mind. Go Blackie Tappy.
Hey, everybody. Go Blackie Tappy.
Hey, go Blackie Tappy.
Hey, go. Doesn't it sound like you're saying go
fuck yourself?
Go Blackie Tappy.
Go Blackie.
Alright, well, when we left, we were talking about Prince Harry's birth chart.
Girl, it's sexy, but it's on my phone.
He is
a Virgo, and his moon is in Taurus. That's all you really need to know.
And I'm pretty sure he has a Capricorn rising.
He has an interesting moon. I mean, sorry, Mars. He has an interesting north node. I don't remember it, but it's pretty cool.
I loved it. From what I saw, I loved it.
Fucking hot. Go Blucky.
So anyways, hot. Go Blucky. Next, I don't even know if you're going to give a fuck about this, but who cares?
You said your last one I wouldn't know about, but I like the randoms.
I don't even really know where I'm trying to go with this, but this is what the girls are talking about. Have you heard of Alabama Barker?
What?
Alabama Barker.
The Alabama Barker? It's like a thing? Like a drinking game?
It's a girl.
Oh, what?
Travis Barker's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. She looks just like her mom.
I don't really know much about her mom, but...
Hot.
She's... Here's the thing. I mean, I don't even know if I really want to go here, actually.
How old is she?
She, like, just turned 15.
Oh, God, bless America. Let's lay off her.
Let's lay off her, but...
Can we talk about his relationship, though?
Yeah, we can.
And all her kids? Because they're, like, 85 now.
Yeah.
How old is her oldest? Mason? Is that the oldest?
Mason is probably, like, 13 or not. Like,
okay, it's still not old enough to talk about, but... We can't talk about the children.
But
talk
like,
about the relationship.
Bang. All day, everywhere. Banging everywhere.
I love this for her.
I love it for her, too. And the pictures that I see, I saw, like, little paparazzi. It looks like she didn't know that her picture was being taken, like, for real. Like, you know how the Kardashians are. Like, they act like they don't, but they do. But, no, this time it seemed like a real one. Like a freaking... camera in the bushes.
Yeah.
And she was just wearing like freaking jean shorts that didn't even fit her that well and some kind of lazy top. I can't remember now. And pretty sure he was shirtless. And it looked like she was like just, it looked like morning time. Like, looks like she was like leaving his crib in the morning and she was just all over him and she just looked so happy.
Messy bun.
Messy down hair. She looked like she didn't have makeup on. She just looked happy messy. Like, they
get
just
it.
Fucking.
Fucking
bang.
Dude, I've always liked Courtney the most. I've never liked any of them, but she's always been the most authentic to me, the most relatable to me.
Me too.
The most like down for privacy, get the fuck out of my face, Brenda,
yeah,
with your camera bullshit. And she's always liked bad boys. And Scott was a fucking
Scott.
Douchebag.
Yeah. That was one of my questions. Do you think that Scott is hot?
No,
Have you seen him lately?
Never. I don't give a fuck about Scott. I never thought he was hot. He was funny that one time when he said, look what you did, you little jerk.
He was funny when he was drunk with Rob.
I mean, no. Drunk Scott is funny on TV. In real life, no. When he threw those dollar bills at the waiter.
Oh, he's so... Yeah, what
he's such a douchebag.
And he dates, like little girl. Not... Ew, I shouldn't say I know. I'm sorry. That's not true.
He dated Nicole Richie's little sister.
Yeah.
He's like the same age as Nicole Richie. I mean, okay, stop it. I don't give a fuck about age relations that much unless it's like a little girl thing.
Which it's not, but also...
But didn't he start dating her when she was like 17 or some shit?
I don't know, but how do you... My point is this. How do you go from Kourtney Kardashian to like an 18-year-old, bro?
Because you're you mentally, a, like, a whole family emotionally... Admit you're a mentally emotional 18-year-old in your head.
Or you want to take advantage of...
Or, yes, girls. You're a douche and you allegedly, not allegedly, but in my opinion, could be on pills. And nobody will put up with your bullshit unless they're stupid. Like not saying all young people are stupid, but just saying, like, you need a certain type of naivete.
And
like,
what do you really have in common with...
you? That's the thing. You like don't want TikTok people girl. Asking questions. You just want to do your shit and have a hot girl next to you and, like, not be... You don't have to answer to anybody.
Yeah, and fuck you, him.
He's a fucking narcissist, obviously. So he needs to feel important, and he's going to feel important in front of, like, teenagers because they're too dumb to realize. Their brains are still developing. Not to say Nicole Richie's little sister is dumb. I don't
know anything about her, but she is
kind of cool.
He's dating Lisa Rinna's daughter. I don't really know her name, but... She's young into that much.
I feel like he's dated a bunch of teenage girls. Like the Real Housewives daughters or whatever.
Like, what? Like, I'm not saying, like, I get age gaps, whatever. But, like, a guy who's, like, 55 with a chick who's, like, 30.
Not that's a big sugar deal daddy
she's
situation.
I mean, it still is. But she's, like, it's just different when you're, like, 40 dating a 19-year-old. It's just a little bit.
Is he 40?
He's probably, yeah.
He strikes me as like I can't get out of my adolescence, like just desperation. I date young girls because I want to relive my 20s over and over and over.
Yeah. Do you think Travis Barker is hot?
Yes.
You do?
I wouldn't probably bang him, but like, yes.
Is he hot or does he just have a lot of tattoos?
He has a lot of tattoos and he's muscular, but he's athletic.
Is he muscular?
No, wait. He's scrawny, but he's like, whoa.
Fuck you.
Whoa. Okay, yeah. He's scrawny. He is scrawny, but he has like that athletic, by athletic, I mean like skateboarder, like, you know, like he's always going to have like a natural freaking 8-pack. He's always going to be like 120 pounds or something.
He's like not
but
hot.
But in like though. A hot, like a... Like a rowdy boy situation.
I don't think his
like
face is
jackass.
Hot.
No, I think his face... Okay, you think Adrian Brody's face is hot, but Travis Barker, they have the same face, but Travis Barker has a way better nose.
No. Okay. Travis Barker's looking tired.
I mean, he is like 50 now. And he probably lives a hard lifestyle.
If he didn't have all those tattoos on his neck...
Actually, wait, what if he's sober?
He
strikes me as maybe like a straight edge.
I like how he's grabbing Courtney's butt everywhere they go.
Yes, I love a
They're
good
butt
grab.
They're just acting like
little
sloppy teenagers, and I just really like this for her, and I wish that she'll just go be a little cool girl with her cool boyfriend and get away from her weirdo sisters.
Ew.
And that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I agree.
Pop, lock and drop it segment.
I like this. Pop, lock and drop it.
Yeah, I like it too. I don't like when Leroy does this, so if you guys hear any weird occurrences, it's because Leroy was being a little
pyaw.
He sucks right now.
Wow.
My fault. All right, let's, you know.
All right, we're going to go Matician Status, and we're going to come back.
See you for the, what's that segment called?
Cut my life into pieces.
Is that what it's called?
This is my, nope. It's called, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
Oh, God, all right, see ya.
Smooth criminal, bye, bitch. Whew, we're back. All right, Annie, are you okay?
Yep, no.
Are you okay?
I'm...
Are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? But you're jealous that you're okay. Boom! And ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba, and Zanda, a crescendo, and
a crescendo. All right,
a crescendo. This is our segment where Brenda gets freaky with her true crime fucking bullshit. I got a real doozy for y'all today, though. Okay, I'm a true crime freak, Zoid, and I really am excited about this. But I have the ultimate fooled you, didn't I, tonight.
Okay. What, is it local?
Mm-mm.
What is that?
Mm-mm. Oh my god. Okay, I'm so excited.
I got wait. My fault.
It's season 22, Law and Order, SVU, motherfucker. Wu-Tang, motherfucker.
The whole season?
No. Specifically, the season finale. Things happened. Okay, spoiler alert, mother...
Of SVU or criminal...
Both. We're going to get into both. We're going to get into both. But this week's true crime situation is fucking Law and Order SVU season finale, season 22. And it's honestly not that much about the true crime aspect if you want to get real. But I have to give you all a spoiler. Spoiler.
Okay.
Yeah, don't fucking listen to this if you don't want to know what happens on the season finale, okay? Okay. Because there's definitely going to be spoilers. And then we're going to talk about the Elliot show also. So if you don't want to know about the fucking... I don't even know about the end of the... We'll get to that. We'll give you another spoiler alert before. But okay. First spoiler alert, don't listen to this if you don't want to know about the season finale. It's a little... This is the first time in Law and Order history, I feel like, where, like, the... Not really, but, like, the plot line, like, the emotional, like, personal plot lines are getting really intense. Like, I'm very fucking invested.
I watched it. I honestly don't remember any of the SVU finale.
Well?
I don't remember any of it, but the crime... Organization, what is it called?
The Elliot Show. It's called the Elliot Stabler Show.
I actually really liked
Stabler. I did too, more than I thought I was going to. Obviously, I fucking love Stabler and I want to, like, you know,
yeah,
do a lot. I want, right. There's a lot.
Yeah, I'd rather look at him and, dude, honestly, I'm getting a little bit bored with SVU.
Talk about hot 60-year-olds.
Ugh.
The hottest.
He's really hot.
He's so... Why is he so hot?
I ask myself that a lot because when you really think about it,
it's his energy. It's his energy. It's his vibe.
And his eyes and his just... He's always just... Ugh.
I am not even a butt person, but his butt.
Yeah, true. His butt.
His body, Adi. Like, he's just like a big, strong man.
He is really hot to me.
Does that make me sound... Like a stupid bitch. Like, he's just like a fucking big, strong man.
He is just a big... But I also think it's a little bit of a toxic thing.
Well, we all know.
He's fucked up.
But we like it.
Yeah.
I don't like... He's not fucked up towards women as much anymore. Like, he used to, like, do, like, off, like, the cuff fucking remarks all the time, which pissed me off. But he was very, like, as far as, like, his personal relationships go, like, Olivia and shit, like, he took a bullet for her, you know?
Yeah.
It fucked with his head, though. But still. And now that Taffy's gone.
Ugh. I hate to say it.
It's a whole new Elliot.
I hate to say it, but...
You're not mad that she's gone. Since you've been gone.
I mean, these aren't real people, so I don't feel, like, that bad saying it. But, like, when she died, I was like, okay. Like, oh, that's sad for him. Like, he's going to be sad for a couple months, but he's going to have to get over it because, obviously, Olivia is his soulmate. Like,
I'm not going to lie. The sociopath in me was like,
I mean, we got her out of the way a little. Finally. Yeah, it's, like, really fun stuff to say. But,
to me.
I mean, that was his... That was,
of my face.
He loved her. That was the mom of his kids and everything. I understand. But at the same time...
Yeah, like, Kathy's a bad bitch.
We've been waiting
real.
This whole time for him to get Olivia. So, like, you know, finally, basically.
I honestly, as a
Not
kid...
Not finally she's dead, but finally he's...
The first time around for me, I was way too young to even understand the nuances of Elliot and fucking Benson's relationship. I was more unpacking the trauma shit. Yeah. But, like, now that I'm an adult and I've, like, fully shipped them, I live for it. I live for little moments like this. So let's get into it. Okay, hold up. The finale. Yeah, ho, this is the finale. Pep talk.
Are we getting into a
pep
deep
rally?
Dive style?
No, we're not. But I do need to reference this real quick. So, because I always forget how, like, it's all, like, twists and turns the whole time.
Oh,
Okay. Oh my god. Okay, so fuck. Fucking Finn is getting married, first of all.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That's like the whole premise of the fucking show.
Well, you thought, but fooled you, didn't I?
Fooled you, didn't I? So he's got that random girl who is pretty, I like
her. She's not random, apparently. Mom said that she was like, I don't know if she was on the show before or what, but they were like, she was like his first freaking partner or something.
Oh, that's right, because they made the reference at the end about criminal minds.
Like, I don't remember her.
I don't either, but she's pretty. She's fucking pretty.
She's okay.
So there's that going on. Everybody's got a relationship. Fucking Carisi is in a relationship. Didn't know her. I'll be honest, I have not watched the entire season 22, like every episode.
So you didn't see the episode with his little girlfriend?
No, I did not.
Okay, well.
What happened?
She thinks she's fucking...
Well, I saw this one,
but... Okay, but you didn't see his girlfriend?
No, I never met
bitch. She thinks she's like Zoe Kravitz, but she's not.
She's
white. Cool. What? Was she white?
She's white. So
no, not his girlfriend.
Is she?
You're confused. Are you talking? Do you think Amanda's his little girlfriend now?
No, I know who Amanda is. Are you kidding me? I want him to be his girlfriend. No,
his girlfriend was a like cool black girl, but she wasn't that cool. Actually,
she said like the patriarchal thing about the wedding.
She had like points, but she had points and everything that she was doing. Like I understood, but at the same time, like. He asked her to please not do something specific to fuck up the case, and, like, she did it anyways and fucked up the case.
What?
I don't remember the details now. Maybe I shouldn't talk too much shit about her.
She fucked up a case?
Not the case, but she, like, fucked up the they specifically didn't want, like, news of information that they had to get out because it would have made it worse for whatever weird hostage or whatever situation was going on. I don't remember now, but she, like, held a fucking press conference or something and, like... Mm-hmm. It was.
What is her job?
Bitch. I don't know. Like, honestly, like an can't
activist?
Even. Maybe. That seems about right.
I don't know. I didn't see that episode, but I did see the one where, the season finale, where they were going to fucking Finn's wedding. Yeah. And she was like, it's all patriarchal bullshit. And he was like, hello, I'm an Italian American. I just want a natural, organic, like, romantic day with you.
I don't remember him and her having a conversation on the TV. I remember him telling Rollins about this conversation that he had with the girlfriend.
Yeah, I think that's
right. Okay, so she was not white. you made up a different
I pictured character. Her as white. I pictured her as a white girl, like a white Becky, but she's not. Okay, well, good for her, but she's still a bitch. This hoe is a slut.
Wish she would date her instead of Rollins. I fucking hate
Rollins.
Well,
then next thing you know, they were broken up. So that's, okay, going back to the episode for real. So there's that wedding going on. There's also some sex. There's been some heavy sex worker talk in this season, which I really appreciate because they're doing different sides of it. And they're also tackling some racial shit that I'm so happy they're... at least trying to address, you know?
Yeah.
Like, toward, like, the end of this episode and the organized whatever Elliot show.
Yeah.
That shit. Oh, my God. I'm fully invested in that story. But we'll get back to that anyway. So, the announcement of Finn and Phoebe's fucking nuptials. La-di-da-di. We like to party. The squad investigated a woman who was suspected of being a sex worker. Oh, that, did you watch that? This was hard. I didn't know, I believed her the entire time, but, she was from Sudan maybe, but don't fucking quote me, okay?
Okay.
She's from an African place.
Who are we talking about?
The victim. And she was victim of, like, Sharia law back there, and she got, like, trigger warning. She got like gang raped.
In the finale episode?
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
Are you for real?
I don't remember any. I don't remember this. Keep going, I guess. Sorry.
Okay. Am I getting... No. It's like the landlord was, like, raping her.
Oh.
For, like, rent. Okay. And there was, like, a whole scandal going on.
That wasn't the...
What? You're right. I'm being stupid. That was the episode before where she was...
oh, my gosh.
Where the victim was a hotel
okay, person. Okay, yeah, I'm really confused.
My fault. No, my fault. I insist. My fault. Petition of status. My fault. It was not her. It was a different victim. But it was the rent sex sitch.
That was in the finale.
Yeah. Okay. And remember she was like, her little son was so cute and he was like, I love it here, Grandpa. I hated the son. I never wanted to move.
He was so annoying.
I never wanted to move, but sometimes these guys come in and they go check the pipes. They were forcing
that character's lines so hard. Or that little boy just sucks.
I just thought he was extremely cute.
I thought he was extremely annoying. Bad actor. Get a new job.
Wow. Okay, what great details. Anyway, then back to the wedding. So
where? I don't know what's going on.
I mean, honestly, the plot of the story of this episode is a side story because it's all about the fucking wedding and the relationships.
Yeah, that's like what I remember the most.
Okay, so fuck the wedding. They're not having it. Then
obviously.
They're
which
like,
was
yeah.
So weird. Why did you do that at all?
I don't know because I don't know their relationship like y'all do.
I don't even know their relationship that well either, and I've been watching every episode this season. Like, all of a sudden, he had a freaking girlfriend that he's trying to marry, I guess, and then all of a sudden, they're getting married. Like, oh, we're having a wedding. Psych, we're not. We just paid all this money and brought you all here and got everyone dressed up and took time out of everyone's day to have a wedding, but just kidding, we're not getting married.
But they
we're just
did.
Gonna stay dating.
They did say that, like, hey, we're celebrating this bitch.
But why make that into an episode? That was so stupid.
Because they're trying to drive the plot that they were former partners. Hello.
Okay.
Elliot, Benson, former partners. Hello. And then this is what I really want to talk about, you sons of bitches. Rollins and Carisi.
Ugh.
Former partners. Hello. Do you remember what happened?
Yeah, they kissed each other and I was really pissed. I was like, fuck this.
Let's break this down.
Let's break it down because I hate Rollins.
So, wait.
I sound like such a woman
back
hater
it
in
up.
This episode. I'm
no,
sorry, guys.
Lisa,
I'm not, but.
Okay, we keep referencing, like, that's messed up, the podcast. Fuck it, get with it.
It's an SVU podcast.
We fucking love Lisa Traeger, okay?
She's so fun. Anyways.
Hey, you dumb bitch. We're talking about you.
She's not dumb, though, but she is a dumb bitch.
Yeah,
I love her.
She's a dumb bitch. Let's listen, Lisa. Let's go. What were we talking about?
I hate Rollins.
She hates Rollins, but she likes her now more.
I don't. I'm still, like, bored of Rollins. Don't really care. She had that little storyline with her freaking dad and being weird with his girlfriend, but...
She has several storylines, but time out. Okay, hold on. I actually hated Rollins at first, too. But I would like to unpack that with you. Why?
She was a woman hater.
Why? Yeah.
She was a victim blamer in the beginning. And I guess I haven't let go of that. And I guess she's had, you know, like an arc or whatever, and she's gotten over it. But I still see her that way. Like, you were a woman victim blamer. And,
she
oh my god, I have a gambling problem. I'm one of the guys. I have a gambling problem. I drink too much. I have a gambling problem. Get over it and stop blaming the victim, you stupid bitch.
You stupid C. But you, Amanda Rollins, I have something to say to you when you were first developed as a character. You hated women a little bit.
Yeah.
You were one of the good old boys.
That's what I just said.
A little bit. Like, you always played that good old boys, I'm the cool girl, I'm the cool boy vibe. When that's who fucked you over the most, you dumb bitch. That's why you had that weird attachment. Because you got fucked over and by her boss in Atlanta. She got fucked royally by her whole thing in Atlanta. And that's why she moved up to New York to get away.
Didn't he, like...
rape her, yeah.
Well, then she
covered for him. And then she went, she was in, like, you know, okay, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a rapper, but I'm a fake doctor on this podcast. She got, like, time warped, brainwashed, like, you know, coping PTSD shit, like,
yeah.
So she just was brainwashed a little bit, I think, into believing that you gotta be, like, a good old boy. and fucking blaming the girl because she didn't have any self-worth herself. So she just beat herself up and beat other girls up because she was projecting onto them. But I fucking hated her sometimes.
Me too.
She never took the girl's side, it seemed like.
I mean, I still hate her.
And she would step on people's toes. And, I don't really give a... Her gambling thing, okay, whatever. It's fine. I didn't really get that emotionally invested in that plot line. Her and Amaro, I do like her hookups, okay?
Did they hook up?
Her and Amaro, if they didn't,
I didn't like him either, by the way.
I hated him.
He was hot or whatever,
but he was really hot, but I hated him.
Who cares?
Back to Carisi.
Hot to me.
Okay, so why are you pissed that they made out?
I think he can do better than Amanda. I think he's a nice guy.
Did you know that he had such a crush on her? I always thought that it was like a brother-sister thing. I did not look at it as sexual until this season.
He's always had a thing for her. She's been kind of weird, and she's honestly kind of let him on sometimes and then ditched him, so fuck her. But I don't know, dude. I just think that he's better than her, and...
Damn.
I don't know. I don't know who I want him with, but it's not Amanda. I just think that she's kind of like a whiny bitch. I don't know. Maybe everyone's going to hate me for saying that. I just don't fucking like Amanda. And I like Carisi. I think he's funny. I think he's normal. I think he's a good guy.
I love him.
Just try to do the right thing as best he can.
I love him, and I never thought I would say that. I used to hate him when he first existed.
I think Amanda's going to get him wrapped up in her bullshit.
And I never thought he was hot. Now that he looks a little bit old.
Yeah.
A little bit haggy.
And I like his accent. It's really, like...
Oh, I never had a problem with his accent. I always like that.
I mean, it's a lot, but...
It's very, like, Staten Island-y, but I like it.
I like it.
Anyway, and his little Russian nose.
What?
I mean, I don't think it's supposed to be Russian. I think it's supposed to be Italian. I think he is Italian, but...
I don't think he...
He has, like, that straight, like, Roman-looking nose.
Not Russian, then. Roman is...
Did I say Russian?
You said Russian nose.
I meant to say Roman.
Different country. My fault.
Whoop, my fault.
Okay.
Roman. Yeah, like Roman statue nose.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Me too.
And he's, like, a little sweetie. He's probably a Cancer. Wanna bet?
Well, I don't think we can prove it.
His character on SVU is definitely a Cancer.
I don't know if he's a Cancer. I think he's
probably... And Amanda Rollins is probably a fucking Aries, that son of a bitch.
I can see that, but I don't see him as a Cancer for some reason. I see him as like a...
Virgo.
Virgo, or like a Taurus even.
Taurus, Virgo, Cancer. Big three.
I don't know.
Let's start a podcast where we just talk about our hypothetical opinions.
That's a good idea, actually.
Character birth charts.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, back to the show on our Patreon. Fuck it. Oh, my God. Okay, so they kiss at the end.
Yeah.
They keep going back to this blase, former partner, love, shit. And Amanda kisses Carisi out of nowhere.
I guess.
She was feeling a little bit, if your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe
I don't know that song. So now they're just going to get together and fucking marry each other?
I don't know.
I'm over it. I don't care about them.
I would rather talk about Olivia and Stavesy. Oh,
me too.
What is going on with you with that? They came together again. Crossover event.
Again. They do like every episode, technically.
Oh my God, though. But they're going to more this next season.
Yeah.
I mean, this next season.
What are you going to say about it? Are you going to talk about that episode too?
Oh, you want to get into Organized, Elliot?
I don't know if I do.
I didn't see the end of it, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so, there's this other show, y'all. If you don't know, get the fuck with it. It's called The Elliot Stabler Show. It's also on NBC. It's actually called Law & Order Organized Crime.
Yeah, that's it.
Organized Crimes?
Yeah.
Crimes? Yeah. It's got fucking Dylan McDermott or whatever the fuck his ass is. And Sergeant Ayanna Bell, who I want to talk about. I really like her.
Okay.
Elliot's boss?
Yeah.
I really like that whole, fuck Richard Wheatley, fuck that bitch with the big, heavy eyelids.
Who's that?
The ex-wife. Come on. She thinks she's in love.
Big, heavy eyelids?
You think you're in love, you son of a bitch. You little, like, you want to talk about Zoe Kravitz? Zoe Kravitz's mom-looking bitch.
No.
Lisa Bonet looking bitch. She's not
as cool as Lisa Bonet.
She wishes she was Lisa Bonet.
Well,
she's very pretty, and she's a good actress.
Pretty, but she's
but just, her as a character, that's what I'm talking about, she's sis. Sneaky. That's what we're talking about. Sneaky sneak.
Sneaky sneak.
we are actually beautiful, and I love your huge eyelids, but and your beautiful hair.
Does she
and
have
your beautiful
eyelids?
She has huge eyelids and huge
eyelids.
Lids, yeah.
What does that mean? Big eyelids.
Big eyelid bitch.
Big eyelids or eye bags?
No, eyelid.
I don't understand.
The lid. Her upper eyelid is humongous.
Like the space between her eyebrow and her
yes.
eyeball?
Which is a projection that I gave her because I have a huge eyelid.
I wouldn't say that's her eyelid.
What else would it be?
Well, this part's not your eyelid.
From here to here. Lid. The lid.
Okay, I don't know.
It's what closes and shuts.
I have to look at a picture
of
her again.
Of your eyelid?
Of her eyelid.
You heavy eyelided bitch. Okay. Anyway, I like you as a person, but as a character, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I don't trust you. I didn't even see the last 13 minutes of the episode,
that's
but...
That's a game changer, though. Like, I don't know if we should even talk about it.
Can you just tell me? Because I'm
no,
never going to see it.
You will see it. I haven't recorded.
At your house?
Like, you never go there.
Okay.
Yeah, just watch. I think that you really should watch the ending. It won't be the same if I tell you.
All right, well, then let's just talk about the part where Richard Wheatley, who's supposed to be, like, acting psychotic or whatever, I'm still not convinced, was like, hey, you dumb bitch, you know that partner? He's in love with his partner.
Yeah.
Olivia. And then what? She tries to put a hit out on her? Because I will fuck her up so fast.
I don't know. You need to watch
but
it.
Then she got that hit hood
she
out
hit,
on her.
She got that hit.
She got that poison. So, never mind. We'll just stop talking about it. I want to bang Elliot.
That's the midst of it.
I don't want to bang Carisi. I do want to bang Elliot. I don't want to bang Richard Wheatley.
I might bang Richard
I
Wheatley.
I do want to bang Richard Wheatley's second wife, maybe. If
the
I were
girl
gay.
With the big hair.
If I were
she's
gay.
Pretty.
Yeah.
She needs a bigger part in the show. She's pretty.
She's pretty sexy. I like that she walks around with her dogs in her bikini.
Yeah.
And her son.
Heels. Like, she's sickening.
And her 15-year-old fucking weird son.
I don't even remember him.
She was like, go get the cops or something.
Go get the cops.
She didn't say get the cops. Oh, she's like, go God. Call your dad.
Okay, big Diffy.
Same thing.
I was about to be like, who? She said that?
Same thing, different
go call
way
your dad.
To say it. Go call your dad.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Go get the authority.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, she sucks. Like she saw it. What are we?
All right. Anyway. Oh my God. What else about it? I guess that's it. Like,
I don't like remember much of the SVU finale. Like I don't remember anything other than the fucking fake wedding and the bullshit kiss between Carisi and what's her name and what was Olivia up to at the end?
Talking to her boy,
Elliot.
Yeah. I mean, I called that since day one of the first episode of this season that they are going to get together. At some point,
okay.
Somewhere out there, they're soulmates, and we all know it.
Yeah.
It's just gonna take a while because it's a show.
Yeah.
But Elliot, I really like where he's going. And he's also dressing very Euro. And I like it because his ass is accentuated. And I'm not even a butt. I never pay attention to guys' butts.
I do when I'm watching baseball, but that's...
Well, yeah, I mean,
like, baseball butts. Football butts as well, because some football players have, like, no butt.
Yeah,
and
most
very
of them don't.
In
it's
pants.
Stupid. But, no, Elliot's cut, his Euro cut in his pants.
Hot.
I like it. Even Carisi with his bags under his eyes.
I love a guy with bags under his eyes.
Going back full circle to Ben fucking fat-ass Affleck. He's not, I'm sorry, he's not fat, but, like, sometimes his face looks puffy, sometimes he's eating Cheetos, sometimes he's in my head.
I think he looks hot.
In my head, he's eating a lot of Cheetos in his hotel room.
Okay.
Which is fine, I do that too, but, like, he looks a little haggard these days. Whatever, Cheeto boy, Ben Affleck is not hot to me, he's hot to Linda. Matt Damon is hot to Brenda, not hot to Linda. But she's also never seen anything with him in it, so go fuck yourself.
I've seen him in Interstellar, and he's an annoying little asshole, so...
Everybody hates him in that movie. Try Good Will Hunting or The Rainmaker.
I guess.
Rainmaker's money. Anyway, Basketball Diaries, also money. Mark Wahlberg, also money.
Yeah, I agree. No.
As a young actor, hot. Oh, my God. Have you ever seen Fear? He's a psychopath in that movie, but he's actually kind of hot. With Reese Witherspoon, she's like 15. It's fucking weird. But anyway, what else? We're done. We're done here.
How's that?
What up? What up? What up for next week? Nothing.
Next week? Next week, we're just going to do more bullshit. Party and pop smoking.
Pop, lock, and drop it.
Pop <We're> gonna... culture.
Alright, this is getting weird.
Sorry, guys. Okay, this is our podcast.
Next week, we're a podcast.
Next week, I'll be more awake.
Next week, I'll probably be awake.
Okay, get out of here. Get us out of here.
Go. We're going to edit all this. Fuck this.
Fuck this. For real.
What are we doing? Okay, so thanks for having us. Love ya. Gots to go. Write us a letter or something. Oh my God, we should get a phone number. We don't have one, but you can call lady to lady at 323-6-butt-30 and tell them that you fucking hate us. It's 6-butt-30 summer. Okay, bye. I was also in that episode. Bye.